And my guest is Sharon Dyke, who is a hypnotherapist in Taunton. Sharon, hello and welcome to Turn FM. We met about a year ago, didn't we?
We did, Darren, yes.
And that was when I was covering a shift at BBC Somerset. And at the time, we were promoting some mental health awareness because it is Mental Health Awareness Week, hence the reason for you being on the phone today to go into it in a bit more detail. But first of all, let's find out a bit more about you. Let's find out a bit more about your background.
Yeah, so I'm a solution-focused hypnotherapist based in Taunton. So I've worked in health and social care, predominantly mental health services, for about 34 years now, and trained as a clinical hypnotherapist about 12 years ago. And set up business in Taunton. And I also teach hypnotherapy and supervise other therapists as well. So I've got quite a long background managing kind of low intensity mental health, which is the kind of anxiety, depression end of mental health issues.
Okay, and we'll give you the contact details to get hold of Sharon at the end of this if you are interested in speaking to her. Just to put you in the picture, from my recollection, you live on the Prizewood Road just close to Tesco's.
I do indeed, yes.
Brilliant, right. Okay,
well
so
<done. laughs>
let's get into this then. This week is Mental Health Awareness Week. What is mental health awareness? What's it about?
So I think it's about raising people's awareness to their own kind of mental well-being. And I think given the circumstances we're in at the moment, it's quite a prevalent subject because we're all on lockdown. We're all in isolation. And some people out there are finding that a bit of a challenge. So I think Mental Health Awareness Week is really a good opportunity for us to kind of let people know that there are people that can help them, that there is support out there, and that they don't have to experience these kind of difficulties on their own.
I think from what I remember from last year's Mental Health Awareness Week, the big message was it is okay. It is okay to talk about this stuff and it is okay to feel the way you're feeling. But like, more importantly, open up to it. Don't be afraid of it.
Absolutely. And it is that open up to it bit that's really key for us, I think, because, you know, there is still a bit of a stigma around mental health issues. And there are some people who still find it difficult to talk about. Some people who, you know, they think it's a demonstration of their weakness. And it just isn't really. It is so important that people talk about what's going on for them. So that and get help as well. It's not about focusing on the problem. It's not about kind of really going over what's going on for them, but it is about getting help and focusing on how they can move forward and take control of their lives. And I think that's the most important bit.
Getting it off your chest, basically, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And sharing it with somebody, because there are a lot of support groups in certainly in Somerset that can help people take back control, move forward, and do it in a way that's achievable. So it's about taking those sort of small steps. You know, a really small step for someone is about just picking up the phone, just contacting someone, and the difference that can make for a lot of people. Certainly I've seen a huge increase in my clinics for people with health anxieties, for example. I've seen more, unfortunately, people in the last sort of 6 months or so who have experienced suicidal thoughts than I have in probably 5 or 6 years. We know that there are 3 P's in our life that we need for us to stay mentally well, unless it's an organic type of mental health issue. But if we're talking about kind of psychological mental health issues, that kind of low intensity anxiety, depression, anger, then we know that if we focus on the positives, if we take positive action and we interact positively, that's going to help keep us in the right part of the brain that's going to help us raise what we call serotonin, which is our happy hormone. And if we're raising serotonin and we're doing that on a regular basis, we're usually generally able to cope with life and whatever life throws at us.
So what would you say to anybody that's listening into this at the moment that because of the lockdown is feeling pretty downhearted, having to be stuck inside, maybe having a lot of aggro because they're homeschooling and not dealing with that very well, and I'm talking about this firsthand, because it's not the easiest thing in the world, is it, homeschooling?
No.
So what is your advice to somebody that may be struggling?
So there are certain things that people can do while they're at home in isolation to help keep them mentally well. And there are things like exercise. You know, we don't have to go to the gym to exercise. I've heard a lot of people investing more and more in the kind of online YouTube type exercise classes, yoga online, those kind of things. They are really beneficial for us. Exercise is really beneficial for us.
Or go for a run. And I'll tell you what, I'm a keen runner, as you know, and I've never seen so many people running.
Absolutely.
And it's great to see. And what I really hope is that when we start to pull through this, I really hope that people are going to stick with this.
Yeah, absolutely. I've got three dogs and I walk my dogs. And since lockdown, I've never seen so many people out with dogs. Mm. People that didn't even have dogs have now got now out walking their dogs. But it's great. It is great. You know, it's a way of getting out. It's a way of getting those endorphins going, keeping us in the right frame of mind. So these are all things that are really, really healthy for us.
And you're actually doing hypnosis now over Zoom and online, which I didn't know whether you'd be able to do that. Obviously, you can't do it face to face because of lockdown purposes, but I wasn't sure whether it would work online, but clearly it is for you.
Absolutely. Online therapy, to be fair, it's not actually, we don't really consider it online therapy. That kind of suggests that you're doing something via the internet, and we're not. I work with people through FaceTime, I work with people through WhatsApp, I work with people on the phone, and I work with people through Zoom applications or Skype applications. So it's just a different platform than face-to-face. It doesn't make a blind bit of difference in terms of the work that we do. The work is as effective. The rapport building is as effective. It's just a different way of working.
Okay, so this week we're going to hear a lot about mental health awareness. We're going to hear lots of statistics. We're going to hear stories of things where people have moved from one level to another level and they've come out of it shining and smiling. What can you expect to gain for this week?
I think my hope would be that we can just raise that awareness, that people listen to these sorts of conversations that are going to be had every single day this week, and think, yep, I need to do something, and just pick up the phone.
Lovely. Brilliant. Okay. If anybody wants to get a hold of you and talk further, how can they do that, Sharon?
They can go to my website, which is sharondykehypnotherapy.co.uk.
Where, of course, all of your contact details will be. And
absolutely.
If you want to listen again to this interview, you can do. That'll be posted up online a bit later on today. My guest is Sharon Dyke from Sharon Dyke Hypnotherapy. Thanks very much, Sharon.
Thanks, Darren.